But first, yesterday, Mayor Greg Stanton and Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams announced that 9 murders have been solved in the span of 3 weeks, an almost unheard-of response time for city homicide units. One suspect, Cleophas Cooksey, was determined through the use of a fairly new technology from ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. An important component in solving the Phoenix murders was the National Integrated Ballistic Information Network, or NIBIN. And for more about the system, I'm joined by John Durastanti, Special Agent in Charge for the ATF's Phoenix Field Division. John, can you explain how these databases were put together? Who has access to be able to solve murders like these in Phoenix?
Absolutely. In these investigations, where we have multiple shootings that occur in a specific area or even across the country, the National Integrated Ballistic Information Network, or commonly referred to as NIBIN, allows agencies across the country to acquire images of shell casings and compare those to an existing library of over 2.5 million images. So what we've recognized in law enforcement is the transient nature of criminals, and cross-border violence occurs across political lines. So what we try to do with NIBIN and getting this hardware and technology out to the agencies is to give them the ability to compare these shell casings to really determine who are the most prolific shooters in our neighborhoods.
Is there an agreement in place? Is it just available to certain jurisdictions, to certain agencies? How does that work?
So agencies can become a NIBIN site 2 different ways. ATF does put hardware out into the field for specific agencies, and cities and communities also can purchase the hardware. The hardware consists of 2 devices. One is a device that captures the image, and the other piece, which is the Matchpoint system, is the system that utilizes the software to compare the images so that an expert can look at those images and draw comparisons, what we refer to as correlations, from those images.
Because things change so rapidly, how accurate is the data, and can that be a concern that things are as up-to-date as possible?
That is obviously one of the biggest things that, in law enforcement and with ATF, that is my job, is to create that sense of urgency so that police executives across the country understand the importance of getting this information into the system. Our goal is to get in front of the next shooting. It is to prevent the victimization. So if we can get these shell casings in within hours, then the detectives will have the information they need to link otherwise unassociated shooting events together and, you know, draw from that information or from that intelligence to target or go after the likely suspects. You know, we look at it both from a tactical perspective, but also from a strategic perspective. So we also look at it from the perspective of how do we proactively target our most prolific shooters, our groups that are committing the most violence in our communities, so that we can prevent victimization, so that we can reduce the level of violence in the community.
Things often don't work the way we want them to. Have people utilized NIBIN enough? Is there a feeling that, hey, we've got this information, we'd like to see more agencies utilize it?
I think it's a challenge because of finite resources with different agencies. So ATF has the privilege to not only be in charge of this network, but to be in close partnership with the state and local agencies that are on the streets every day. So in Phoenix, for example, I have a group that does nothing but work these NIBIN leads with the Phoenix Police Department. So in every area, it's a little different, but what we're learning about this information is that it can drive a conversation, it can drive the sharing of information, and it can drive how we allocate our resources to go after the right people.
Does it make it potentially any more difficult to solve crimes like this in the future when there's a public press conference to announce such a great operation and a great conclusion like this? Do criminals know about information like this, and do they just do it anyway, I guess is the question.
So I would answer that this way. Guns are obviously a durable commodity, and they last for years, and they are shared, they are passed. Criminals refer to them as block guns or community guns, where different individuals within a group know where that gun is secreted, and it's used, it's acquired and used, and then placed back or hidden. That's good for us, because that repetitive use of that firearm by a group helps us to identify through some social network analysis who is part of that group, who is part of that conspiracy. So whereas, you know, we think that getting the word out might hinder investigations, really getting the word out is enabling law enforcement to show the community why this is a priority, why we allocate resources to it, and how it helps us solve crime.
Is there untapped potential here? Is there a feeling that a lot more could be done using these systems, using NIBIN?
I think there's always more that can be done, and we're always learning from other agencies that are having success utilizing the information here. Here in Phoenix, we have Chief Williams, who is an ardent supporter of this system. We met about a month ago with different executives across the valley, prosecutors from the U.S. Attorney's Office and the County Attorney's Office, and we sat down and had a strategic discussion about how to operationalize this system across the valley, right, to reduce violence across the valley, how this information would inform and prioritize the prosecution of individuals or the detention of individuals, as well as it would prioritize for ATF, local agencies, other federal agencies, who we target, who we spend our time going after. Ultimately, our goal is to prevent the next shooting, is to reduce violence. We have an obligation to protect those who are victimized and prevent people from being victimized. That's our goal.
John Durastanti is Special Agent in Charge for the ATF's Phoenix Field Division.